Trev, great to see you.
Thank you.
And you've had some massive days in your footballing life, but this must be an emotional day for you.
Yeah, I'm very excited, as you can tell. I've been looking forward to this day. It's a great honour. You know, just to look at the list who have had this award prior to me, people like Julie Walters, Nigel Mansell, Lenny Henry, Jasper Carrot, and a couple of the guys that I've just left lunch with, people like Tony Iommi, Bev Bevan, Gary Newbon, some great characters. I'm going to enjoy the day because they don't come along too often. It's a special day for me. Gives me a lot of pleasure, but it is pleasure today. Yeah. And what I am aware of, that I don't want to distract in any way from what Gary and the boys are attempting to do, because for them it's work day. They've got to try and go out there and get 3 points, and I don't want to be a hindrance to them.
Ever the professional. You never change that professional attitude. Funny enough, somebody outside has just said, it's Trevor here. I said, he'll be over. He's doing something in the bar eight. And he said, look at this. And he's got the programme from the day you arrived, the game you played as a schoolboy. It was a school's trial.
Yeah.
And in the team was Stevie Bryant from one school's association, you, Stevie, Philip. He's got that actual programme, which was amazing to see.
Well, I've just been talking to one or two supporters about my time here, and as a player, I've often said that the support and the admiration that was, you know, given to me was something that I'll never forget. It was quite unique, and I don't think there's ever been that kind of relationship in football. Possibly Kevin Keegan going to Newcastle, or even Alan Shearer, but I was just 16 years of age when I came on the scene, and those were just incredible days. Of course, I was given the opportunity to come back as manager, and enjoyed that immensely.
Cup final as well.
5.5 years of good times. You know, everyone talks about the defeats in the playoffs, but you know, they tend to forget, you know, the victories like against Oxford and Stoke when we hammered them
seven
goals. And but the best day of all for me, was the final, but the semi-final against Ipswich. This place here was absolutely incredible. The atmosphere, it's just
amazing.
It was. And, you know, those were marvellous moments.
Granger scoring at the far post, even header. I can't even believe it. But you had a special relationship. I know you, Nottingham Forest, you're here today. You won the European Cup with them, for goodness sake. But the Blues fans think you're one of them, Trev.
Well, I think even Nottingham Forest supporters would understand, you know, if they asked me who I'd want to win today, and I said Birmingham City, because I had 2.5 great years at Forest where I was successful, but I've had 15 years here as a player and manager at Birmingham City. That's a lot. Add to that the fact that I've lived in this area for 30 years, half of my life, but I still can't talk with a Brummie accent, Tom. How'd you do it?
Just finally, your family are here. It's a special day for you, for your family, and for the city. I mean, the city have honoured you, and for you as an adopted Brummie, that's special as well.
It is very special, and you know, I am from Plymouth, as you know. But you know, they obviously think fondly of me. Jasper Carrot was, an instigator of this award, and I've got a lot to thank him for. I mean, the effort that he's put into this, it takes some sorting out, and the way that he's done it is perfect. You know, when he approached me and said it's going to all revolve around Birmingham City, I said, well, that's exactly what I'd want. Who are they playing? He said Nottingham Forest. I fully expect Jasper to be the referee of this match today.
Well, I did mention to Andy Gray on his show last night that asked him if he'd got one yet, and he hadn't. But that spirit in football is great, isn't it? The banter, and you've managed to control all that throughout your life, haven't you? Having that wonderful friendships in the game.
And I've always, you know, maintained, I've always maintained to be humble, because I was always very level-headed, and I allowed not to get too carried away with success. I'll give you a little example. I found myself taking a photograph of the guests who were working with me on Wednesday over in Qatar on the Champions League program. No, because it means so much to me, Tom. You know, I grew up as a youngster in Plymouth chasing around, you know, as an autograph hunter. And I was working on Wednesday night. I know that viewers will relate to this because it meant so much to me. I couldn't show it because I was had to be their equal, which I'm obviously not. But I was working with Alan Shearer, Marcel Desailly,
oh my word,
Ruud Gullit, and John Frankel Zola.
Oh.
That's why I had to take the photo.
I've just watched you. You've stood for photos there. Because you've never forgotten your relationship with the fans, have you?
I haven't, no, because I was a fan and still am. You know, as a young boy, I supported Plymouth Argyle. And still absolutely love my football. You know, I'll never get fed up with it. I love watching it. I mean, this week in Qatar, on the television, I've watched 10 games of football.
Oh, my word.
Nearly as many as you, Tom.
Trev, fantastic. Thanks for taking time out to talk to us. And I'm sorry I've missed the lunch, but I shall get the buffet later.
Hey, look, just quickly before I go, and thank you for all that you've done for me throughout my career. It's fully appreciated.
Let me tell you, I was there at all these games when you were scoring goals and making me happy. Trust me. And I'll never forget it. Thanks
thank
very
you.
Much indeed. Trevor Francis on the Goal Zone.